نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. Honorable ulama, respected elders, brothers, mothers, sisters, beloved youth, the esteemed listeners of Radio Al-Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 13th of Rabi'ul Awwal 1445. And everywhere we are going, we are speaking about a certain dimension of the life history of the Master alayhi salatu salam. And our topic today is Ghazawatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's no time to go through everyone, but the basics we should know that Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the only Rahmatul Lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as enshrined in the Noble Quran. Chapter 21, verse 107, وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ. And we have not sent you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but as a mercy to the entire universe and creation. So when the Master alayhi salatu salam went out, even in the battlefield, in combat, that was a mercy for humanity and creation, 27 times he, Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, went out, and 50 different occasions. We called the first one Ghazawat and the second one Saraya, the plural of Sariya, where he, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sent the Sahaba out, you go there, you go there. If the need arises, then combat and fighting must take place. I want you must just listen to Durusul Ghazawat. What lessons can we derive in this day and this age? It is the Battle of Badr, 17th Ramadan, the second year after the Hijrah, that Laylatul Jumu'ah, the night of Friday. If you go to Badr today, you will find a masjid they call Masjidul Arish. At that place there, that Jumu'ah night, the night of Jumu'ah, what we call Thursday night, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam crying, begging, beseeching Almighty Allah, Allahumma in tuhlik hadhil isaba, lan tu'bad ba'd al-yawm. Ya Allah, if this group of 313 have to perish and be defeated, then your name will never be taken again. Weeping, crying, today we know the plight of the Ummah, be honest about it. Do we ever cry for Masjidul Aqsa and Palestine? Do we ever cry for what's happening in India where our women are raped, 10,000 plus women already raped in India? And do we cry for the Muslims of Sudan where more millions of people have been displaced because of the enemies? So we should be thinking not only at the micro level but at the macro level, the plight of the Ummah. Look at the dedication of Sahaba. Now the battle is about to ensue. And that side is Abu Jahl and company. This side is Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sahaba were fired up. They said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Salma shi'ita, Silman shi'ita, Waqta aman shi'ita. Ask whatever you want, we will do. Join us with whoever you want. Cut off us with whoever you want. We are prepared for everything. You tell us to go in the ocean also, we will go. And that is how Almighty Allah gave them victory. You all know the story. That is the second year. Third year, Battle of Uhud. What happens in Battle of Uhud? A mistake took place. And you see Khalid bin Walid came and exploited that mistake. So we should ask ourselves, how many times deliberately we violate the teachings of Nabi alayhi salatu salam, and we call it expediency, we call it wisdom, we call it not the need of the hour. But deliberately we are doing so.
So my brothers, look at the battle of Uhud. One incident only I will give you. What is love? What is adab? There's a Sahabi, Abu Dujana radiallahu ta'ala an. He sees the arrows flying in from different directions. And he goes to the Master alayhi salatu wasalam. And he does not want his back, his own back, to face the Jasad Athar, the Mubarak countenance of the Master alayhi salam. He goes and faces the Master alayhi salam and becomes the shield of the Master. I don't want to make bay'adbi. I don't want to be make gustakhi. And I don't want to show disrespect even in the battlefield to the Master alayhi salam. Think about that. And then the arrows were raining in, and he is protecting the Master alayhi salatu wasalam right in the battle of Uhud. They were prepared to take the arrows, but they did not want any harm to come to Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wasalam. If you look at love of Sahaba, male, female, children, when Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam enters Medina Munawwara in this month of Rabiul Awwal, Miladun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam takes place in the month of Rabiul Awwal. Wafatun Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, the auspicious birth, the demise of the Master alayhi salam. The hijrah takes place in the month of Rabiul Awwal. When the Master alayhi salam and Thani Yasnain, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq are entering, then the Najjar, they were there. The people who were carpenters, that was their trade and occupation. The daughters came out, 3, 4, 5, 6 years old, with the doof, and doof, whatever you want to say, and they welcoming the Master alayhi salam. What did they say? Nahnu jawarin min banin najjari, ya habbada muhammadun min jari. نحن جوار من بني النجار يا رسول الله أو مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. We are the daughters of Medina Munawwara and we are welcoming you. يا حبذا محمد من جاري. How excellent today. You مصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم. You will be our parosi, our jar, our neighbor. If we want to be صلى الله عليه وسلم's companionship, إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني. We have to follow the Master alayhi salatu salam immaculately. Then only you become the beloved of Almighty Allah. وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ. Look at the women. Anas radiallahu anhu states, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered. My mother Umm Sulaym took me. The people brought so many presents and gifts for the Master rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But my mother took me Umm Sulaym radiallahu anha. Said, Ya Rasulullah, this is my son, 10 years old. He will run your errands. He will do everything for you. 10 years he stayed with the Master alayhi salatu salam. Do you know the dua Nabi alayhi salam gave him? Allahumma barik lahu fi ahlihi wa malihi. Ya Allah, give him barakah in his wealth, in his children, and everything that he requires. Twice a year, the harvest used to grow in his farm. And he had more than 120 children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. Ulama have written where his harvest and bumper crops were, a khushbu nikalti thi. There used to be fragrance coming from those crops and harvest. What does she do, Umm Sulaym, the mother of Sayyidina Anas radiallahu anhu? Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is resting. She takes small, small bottles. And the Mubarak perspiration of the Master alayhi salam, she would wait till the Mubarak perspiration drops into the bottles. Once Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam woke up, Ya Umm Sulaym, what are you doing? She said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we use your Mubarak perspiration as our itar and our perfume and fragrance for our children and the men. Imagine they would not allow the Master alayhi salatu salam's perspiration also to fall. Go open Bukhari Sharif. Sahaba, when the Master alayhi salatu salam is performing wudu, kadu yaqtatiluna ala wuzu'ihi. Wudu is the action. Wuzu is the water you use for the ablution. They, the Sahaba, were arguing, I want the water, I want the water. Master alayhi salatu salam performed wudu, and they would take the water and rub it on their bodies. So this was the extreme love they showed for the Master alayhi salam. So that is Abu Dujana's incident there. Go forward and see in the battle of Khandaq. We know Salman Farsi radiallahu anhu. When the Sahaba came and said, Ya Rasulullah, we are so hungry. We are now thirsty. He Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's lungi mubarak. And then the kurta mubarak picked up the kurta mubarak and said, Sahaba, you have one stone on your stomach. I am the Nabi of Allah for this deen of Allah. Rahmatulil alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put two stones. To show that this deen will come with sacrifice. That this deen, if we want Islam to flourish, then remember we have to make the sacrifice. Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's poverty, his struggle, everything was done voluntarily for the love of Almighty Allah Jalla wala. Go one step ahead and we see in the 7th year of the Hijrah, is the month of Muharram. This side the Muslims are there. On the other side the Jews, the Jutlas are there. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam announces today, tomorrow la u'tiyanna raya, this flag and banner I will give that person, that sahabi. Yuhibbuhu Allah wa rasulu wa yuhibbu Allah wa rasula. He loves Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Almighty Allah and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam love him. Every sahabi said, how we wish our name will be called. Umar Farooq, Amirul Mu'mineen, Sayyidina Umar said, that day I really wanted to be the person to hold the flag. Next day, Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, Aina, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Aina Ali, where is Sayyidina Ali? They said, he's at the back, Ya Rasulullah, his eyes are paining. Called him, the Master alayhi salam took his busak mubarak, his saliva mubarak, applied it on the eyes of Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda, gave him the flag and told him, this is the markers of Jamaat and Tabligh. Listen to this incident. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, Sayyidina Ali. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu, whose title is Fatih Khaybar, the conqueror of Khaybar. The Master alayhi salam addressed him and said, La ayyahdiallahu bika rajulan wahida. Through your efforts, you made effort on a person. And that person came into Islam. Or he was a Muslim, but he was far away from deen. And then he became a devoted, dedicated Muslim. La ayyahdiallahu bika rajulan wahida khairul laka min humrin na'am. It's better for you than all the red camels put together. Red camels in those days, nowadays you know is all the Mercs and Lamborghinis and Ferraris and Porsche and whatever, you know better than me. So imagine if we make effort. I'll just give you 2-3 incidents. When I went to South America, Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawarallahu Marqadahu, our Mawlana Qasim Sema Rahimahullah met him in India, obviously. Our Hazrat Mawlana Abdul Qadir Sahib, I met him also, and he told me personally that he met Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawarallahu Marqadahu. Hazrat Mawlana Ilyas Nawarallahu Marqadahu started this work of Dawat Tabligh Islamically plus minus approximately 100 years ago. And Hazrat was taking them mewat here, there, but said this work will go throughout the world. The people could not understand. But when you travel to South America, then you appreciate what the work of Dawat and Tabligh did. There's no time. I'll just give you 2-3 incidents. Whenever I went, it was Ramadan. Uruguay, if you go, they tell today, brothers, there's not a single masjid in Uruguay. When you go back in the history, you will find in the 30s, 40s, there were 3 masajid. When I investigated and went, then we found one masjid transformed into a church. And they were having service. It was Sunday. So I told my Sati's companions, you guys want to come, you come. Me, I'm going inside. They were very reluctant, but I went inside. The priest saw me. He was there. And he had his long robe on. I'm dressed like this. He looked at me. He knew I'm not a Christian. Allah forbid. I'm a Muslim. He came down. He hugged me. So our satis came. I just made ishara. See which way is Qibla. Imagine our masjid. Today is a church in Montevideo, the capital. You go to the other side, you will find a masjid. You must remember, all the calligraphy is still written there on the wall, but we're not allowed inside. They made it a marine museum. You know all this about the ocean and about the sea and what have you. So that you will see. But the ayats are still written. And the third place where the masjid was, totally demolished, they just built offices. When you go and ask, what is the history? Why all this happened? You say, but the Muslims, nobody used to come to the mosque. So when we don't go to the masajid, Allah give jazai khair to some of our brothers and some ulama. They went there, they made fikr, they built a musalla now, and there's classes going on, ta'lim going, madrasa going on. I'll just relate to you one incident. It's Ramadan time. So when I was there, so the people, they read 8 rakats. I'm not giving you fatwa, I'm just telling you what happened. And they walk away, and I also walk away, because I read on my own, there at home with my wife and so forth in the hotel. So the brothers come to me and say that, you know what, afterwards, that this brother here, there were two policemen, one senior man, one young man, white guys. So they said that young policeman, he read Salat with us in that starting. So I said, very good. He said, no, but you don't understand how he read Salat. I said, how he read? He's a Muslim. He must have got tired, you understand. Some husband beat up his wife, assaulted her, so this policeman used to come wherever she goes. He said, no, he started like this. He put his hand here by his chest. I said, very good. Then he said, no, he got tired. He put here by the navel and so on. Then he got tired. He put by the side. You see. I said, no, very good. He said, no, after Salam, he ran away. So I said, but you brothers didn't understand what the policeman did. You see what he did? I said, when he started, he was a Shafi'i. Then he decided now to become Hanafi. Then he decided on to become Maliki. And then when he made Salam, he said, let me become Salafi, and he ran away. See, for him, it was just exercise. Next time I went, I said, policeman ka kya haal hai? He said, policeman to Musalman ho gaya. See, brothers, when Allah wants to give hidayat, Allah gives hidayat to anybody. I was in a place called Santana in Brazil. Here in this majma, I'm telling you now, there's over 100 hafiz. You go to South America, maybe in 1 million, you'll find 10 hafiz. Like that. And mostly Arabs. So all Palestinians there. A certain time I arrived, I said, who's all this? They said, I said, I love you Palestinians. And I told them, I went here. They said, Sheikh, anta a'lam minna, you know more about Palestine than us. So then he said, fine, after Maghrib meals, after Isha. So Imam, Arab brother, he stands up after Isha. He says, no, I'm not giving you fatwa, brothers. I'm giving you halat kar guzari. That what happens in this world. So he says that to every night we read 8 rakats tarawih. Tonight we're reading 4 rakats. Sheikh is here, Sheikhun Kabir. You know, the big man in size. So Sheikh Kabir is here, and he will give us a lecture. So that will take, it will compensate for the other 4 rakats. From 20 they made 8, and that night they made 4. You understand? So he read the Isha, then we read 2 rakats, then he went there. How he read the 4 rakats? These are Arabs. He opens the big Quran Sharif, he looks inside, and he looks, and I can see from the back what he's doing. And then after the 4 rakats, he told me to further. I said, Sheikh, what about the witr? Just now you'll tell them no witr also. So after 4 rakats witr, then I had to speak. See halat, whole area, country, not one hafiz. So what are we doing? So when Tabligh Jamaat came, brothers went, they made sacrifice, they cried to Allah. These same brothers now, their sons are becoming hafiz, some are becoming ulama, some come and study in our country. So see what happens in the Battle of Khaybar. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave the flag to Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu arda. And Sayyidina Ali goes, big forts, those of you going for Umrah, you should visit this. From Medina is 150 kilometers away. Go after Fajr, by Zuhur time you will be back. So you want Masalat in Masjidun Nabawi. And go see, the forts are still there. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu smashed the forts and so forth. And therefore his title became known as Fatih al-Khaybar. So we should learn about what the Sahaba did, what lessons we can derive from this. Fatih Makkah. When Sa'd radiallahu anhu entered, is Ramadan, 8th year of the Hijrah. So Saturday, Sa'd radiallahu anhu is fired up. Abu Sufyan is standing there, he's still not Muslim. And he tells Abu Sufyan in Arabic, obviously, Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhama. Al-Yawmu Yawmul Malhama. Aaj hum boti boti kar denge. Aaj we going to make mincemeat of you. Abu Sufyan was shaking in his boots. Rahmatul lil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came. He complained to Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sa'ad said this. The master, Rahmatul Alameen, said no. Al-Yawmu Yawmul Marhama. Today is a day of mercy and compassion. And what Nabi alayhi salam said, what do you think I will do with you? There they said, you are Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem, Ibn al-Kareem. We expect something very honorable, Ya Rasulullah. You are so honorable. He said, go. The master said, Antum al-Tulaqa. I give you asylum, I give you freedom. See what Islam does. See what Islam does. In our own lifetime, there's a sheikh there in Medina, he passed away a few days ago, from Nigeria, Sheikh Umar Falata. When we used to sit in his class there in Masjid Nabawi, we used to kiss his hand, kiss his forehead. Allah gave him the honor of teaching Hadith Sharif in Masjid Nabawi for 49 years. Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam called Sayyidina Bilal. That day, Zuhr time, oh Bilal, my Muazzin, my Minister of Finance, climb on top of the Kaaba Musharrafa and render the Adhan. The Arabs, fair in complexion, they looking, we are begging for amnesty and mercy. And look at Sayyidina Bilal right on top of the Kaaba. Why? He made all the sacrifice. Today it's sad but true. We go Makkah, we got the whole shopping list. Who goes to see where's Batha Quraysh? Next time you go for Umrah, go to Batha Quraysh. There Sayyidina Bilal was placed on the desert sand, 50 degrees. And the boulder was put on his chest and he's shouting, Ahad, Ahad, Ahad all the time. So Allah elevates him, and he renders azan in Madinah Munawwara, first muazzin of Islam. Renders azan on the Fatih Makkah, on the occasion of Fatih Makkah. When Umar Farooq, Sayyidina Umar, Amirul Mu'mineen, came from Madinah Munawwara for Aqsa, so he was there. And when it was time for Salat, he saw a wall, he stood there and he rendered azan. And how the Sahaba cried, the year 16 after Hijrah, Gregorian calendar 636. So we should know all these things here, my brothers, how the battles took place. Battle of Tabuk is the month of Rajab, 50 degrees, Madinah Munawwara, midsummer. The khajur, the dates, the rutab are smiling in their face. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam announced, every male who's able, capable, must participate in this battle. Mustadrak Hakim's hadith, 30,000 sahaba, 30,000 sahaba were prepared. A logistical nightmare. How are we going to take 30,000 sahaba to Tabuk? I traveled to Tabuk by plane, it took us 1.5 hours. And the heat is 45, 50 degrees, midsummer. And they had to leave all their dates and everything. So they were prepared. Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu came, 100 camels, Ya Rasulullah. 300 camels Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani gave. He brought 1,000 gold coins. Mustafa, Hadith Bukhari Sharif, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was elated, delighted, spinning the gold coins. Ma darra Usman, ma amila ba'd al-yawm. Nothing can harm Sayyidina Usman. Do you know who Sahaba? The hypocrites, you must remember what they said. They said when the Sahaba were giving substantial amount, they said mura'in, they're just showing off. Some Sahaba came with few dates, very poor, but let's make a contribution. So the hypocrites objected. Alladhina yalmizuna al-muttawwi', chapter 9, verse 79. Always remember this verse. Alladhina yalmizuna al-muttawwi'ina min al-mu'minina fi sadaqat. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَجِدُونَ إِلَّا جُهْدَهُمْ فَيَسْخَرُونَ مِنْهُمْ. Those who mock the Sahaba, those who ridicule the Sahaba, سَخِرَ اللَّهُ مِنْهُمْ. Allah will mock